Look at all these avocados in this orchard. They look like they go on forever. So why are we here in Michoacán, Mexico again? Butterflies? I don't see any butterflies around here.
You don't see any now because it's summer, and monarch butterflies migrate here in winter. But these avocado orchards could be a reason we won't see as many butterflies in the future.
Avocados? These delicious-looking little guys don't look too threatening to me.
Well, since the demand for avocados is getting higher, more farmers are planting avocado orchards and cutting down oak and pine forests in the process. Unfortunately, those pine and oak forests are important to butterflies. They create a buffer zone that protects the oil-mel fir forests where the monarch butterflies roost in winter.
I'm guessing the butterflies can't just roost somewhere else, like in the avocado trees?
I'd imagine roosting is pretty difficult in an orchard.
Right, with farmers out and about all the time.
But even more importantly, the fir forests are like Goldilocks' perfect bowl of porridge. The forests are cool enough for the butterflies to stay in something called reproductive diapause, which just means their reproductive organs are put on pause so they won't mate or lay eggs in winter. But the trees also provide shelter from too much cold and protection from predators. We have the pine and oak forests that surround these fir forests to thank for that perfect temperature. The air coming in from Michoacán's western plains is warm, and the oak and pine forests cool it down before it reaches the oil-mel forest in the center.
So maybe I'll skip the guacamole next time.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.